Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In the womb of that girl, the Prachitas all begot a son named Daksha, who filled the three worlds with the living entities. Daksha was first born during the reign of Swayambhuva Manu, but because of offending Lord Shiva, he was punished by having the head of a goat substituted for his own head. Thus insulted, he had to give up that body. And in the sixth Manvantara, called the Chakshusha Manvantara, he was born of the womb of Marisha as Daksha. In this connection, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes this verse. Chakshusve tu antare prapte prakasarge skala vidrute sahasasarja prajash ishtaha sadaksha daivo chodidaha. In his previous body had to be destroyed, but he, the same Daksha, inspired by the Supreme Will, created all the desired living entities in the Chakshush Manvantara. This is in Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 30th chapter, 49th verse. Thus, Daksha regained his previous opulence and again begot thousands and millions of children to fill the three worlds.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Mitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Mitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Tebhyastasyam samabhavat daksha pracheta sakhila yasya prajavisargena loka apuritastraya. In the womb of that girl, the Prachetas all begot a son named Daksha, who filled the three worlds with the living entities. So, in the continuation to fill up all the living entities for the purpose of fulfilling their desires, the Prachetas first endured an austerity in the big lake. This lake is considered to be the Manas Lake. The description in fourth canto about this particular lake has been very, very important. That to beget a son or a daughter is not an ordinary thing. It's not a sex impulse or a chemical reaction that is being described here. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in order to fulfill the individual desires of all the living entities, created this material world. Indeed, these desires of the individuals were not according to the desire of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, another creation has to be done. But regardless, it is in agreement with the Lord that yes, the Lord will fulfill the desires. So all the living entities who are thus eternally separated, and they are put in the Mahadyoni, the womb of the mother nature, the material nature. Krishna still remains in link as their father. Tasham Mahadyonir Aham Bijaprada Pita. But that functionary of begetting children that has been descending as an order. So Lord Brahma has to become the original Prajapati. Then he created with the same contemplation, same conception of spiritual nature through his mind and body. But this was not enough. Because in the material world, the duality is also existing. So they are counterbalancing themselves. The prajas of even the seven great rishis were being engulfed or destroyed by the Rudras and the Rudras' descendants. So Brahma has to intercede. And thus, after that, he had to beget Manu and Shatrupa. This is Swayambhu Manu. During that time, the original Daksha was one of the great seven Prajapatis that he beget. And in his descendancy also, Uma was generated. But Uma got married to Lord Shiva. Right? The interference of Lord Shiva or the presence of Lord Shiva is such a great important thing that the functionary aspect of begetting children is a heavy duty. And Lord Shiva has to first appear as Sadashiva during the glance which is transformed when it is reflecting from the material nature as a halo, and it is considered to be the transformation of Lord Shiva. Means Lord Vishnu, when desired to come under the control of the mode of ignorance, he became an avatar of mode of ignorance called Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva's presence as Adi Sadashiva is again expanding himself in the Rudra when the four Kumaras, you know, defied the order of Brahmaji to beget as Prajapati. Brahma's anger came as Rudra. So these are all Lord Shiva's expansion. And the Rudras were counterbalancing whatever the rishis were producing. And Brahma had to intercede to stop the Rudras. He says, no, this is not the function. You can't kill. We have to fulfill the mandate. What is the mandate? That we have to beget the children. Means give opportunity of all the living entities who were once upon a time with Lord Krishna, but had other desire. So they are supposed to be given chance to appear and fulfill. This is the mandate. But one who knows the desire of the Lord can fulfill the mandate also in the same aspect. Those who are ignorant of the Lord and Lord's desire, then where is the question of fulfilling? They want to beget simply for sense gratification, or if not sense gratification, they don't want to beget at all. So people are thus becoming irresponsible not to understand what is the original purpose of creation and how they can become via media to carry on the functionary aspect of being a Prajapati. They don't have any knowledge. So here, when we see Manu and Shatrupa, his descendants was Prithu Maharaj. He was begotten from the churning of the body, the upper part of the limbs, the bahu, manu and shatrupakhen from the bin. And Pruthu and Archi came. Manu and Shatrupa were the original forefathers of mankind, where the sexual intercourse was the means when Brahma thought that there should be a better way to beget the children. But then in the descendancy of Manu and Shatrupa, Pruthu Maharaj came when this principle of the responsibility was avoided by Vena. So from churning of Vena's the upper limbs, Pruthu, Archi, Pruthu and Archi, as the partial expansion of Lord Vishnu appeared, and who by his prowess, Pruthu Maharaj, you know, tamed the earth. In this descendancy of Pruthu and Archi, Pruthu had a son called Vijitashva. Vijitashva was very well versed. Now, Pruthu Maharaj, as you know, that he is supposed to be maintainer of Prithvi, the whole earth. And he conducted fire sacrifices to please the Lord in order to do the functionary of maintaining the prajas. And the son of Pruthu Maharaj was Vijitashva. When Pruthu was performing 1,000th horse sacrifice, what it meant, it was challenging the post of Indra. When anybody who is successfully performing 100 horse sacrifices, he can replace the Indra immediately. And our Indra at that time, he was afraid to lose his post. So he was doing politics. He was entering in disguise and stealing the horse and the 100th sacrifice. And this son, Vijitashva, he was knowing that Indra is coming and stealing the horse of his father. But yet he did not do. His father sent several times. He chased him, brought the horses back, but at the same time, Indra would come again and steal. And Vijitashva didn't punish him, knowing he's the, you know, deserved candidate. So in this way, when Lord Vishnu has to intercede himself and told Pruthu, Pruthu, why do you need to do all these horse sacrifices? There is no need. And he convinced Pruthu Maharaj not to do that. And there goes, you know. So Indra was saved. Pruthu was glorified because he was competent enough to become representative to maintain the earth, thereby maintain all the prajas. So Vijitashva had a son, it's called Prachinbarhi. And Prachinbarhi became the prajapati because he was also very fond of performing fire sacrifices, not horse sacrifices. But these fire sacrifices were conducted by him so diligently, and that turned into Karmakanda section. So he was performing many, many sacrifices during his reign. And he became entangled. He has to sacrifice other animals in the Karmakanda section, like deer and maybe other animals too. So he had 10 sons. They were known as Prachetas. Prachinbarhi thought that I have done enough. So he ordered his 10 sons to become Prajapatis, take up his post. The first thing these 10 sons did was to go for north and the beautiful lake to do the austerity for 10,000 years. To conduct an order of becoming Prajapati, do you require this austerity? I said, yes. Why? Because of the austerity, one gets properly purified inside and out. And during this time of Manvantaras, this is now Chakshusha Manvantara, the sixth Manu. The first Manu, during that reign, Daksha was there and Daksha insulted Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva beheaded him but replaced a goat's head in order to fulfill that particular yajna. But after that, Daksha had to relinquish his body. And he had to wait till number sixth Manu, Chakshusha Manu, to come again as Daksha through this 10 Prachetas. So in the previous canto, number 4, where the Prachetas are going for the austerity, that part is very nicely described by Srila Prabhupada in the purport, that they happen to come along with a big pond, a big reservoir of water. It's considered to be an ocean. Generally, oceans have waves. And these waves are the waves of mind, where so many thoughts are coming, taking mind to the high and low peaks. Right? It means if in your mind there are waves of thoughts are going on, then it's not tranquil. It's not tranquil. It's rather, it is impossible for a person with a wavy mind to concentrate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The description of lake is so beautiful that even though it was seemingly like an insurmountable ocean, yet there were beautiful lotus flowers growing, and the trees are growing on the edge, and beautiful atmosphere was there, where everything is in harmony. The birds and bees are flying, chirping, and as if they do not disturb. The swans are, you know, playing around the lotus stems, and Prabhupada describes that this is exactly where one is totally engrossed in the thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always described in the expression of lotus, the beauty of lotus. The swans means the mind of those yogis, they dwell at the lotus feet of underneath, and they twist their necks along the stems of the lotus. Means they play. Hansakeli, that is another word for them. The playing of the hansas. So, for a meditator, for one who develops the tranquility of mind just to concentrate on the thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead for a particular function. Here is the function of becoming a Prajapati, and that too required the concentration of the mind. So one can invoke the potency of the Lord in the progeny. That is, he is going to begin. The process of begetting is also very vividly described in the this third and fourth cantos through the creation of Brahma. Even in medical science, the biological science, you may be knowing, there are so many different types of begetting. The cellular multiplication by mitosis and meiosis, then the regeneration of the hydra or budding system right from the body. So how come by mantra meditation one cannot beget from a viable body? If there is no even soul, but if the body is viable, they can, the great rishis can make out from another body. And they invoke the presence of the Lord. So that body is occupied by the presence of the Lord as a person. So the idea is that there are varieties of begetting processes. So sometimes when Prabhupada describes that Andaja, Jarayuja and Svedaja. Andaja means one that is begotten from an egg. Svedaja means by perspiration. And Jarayuja by umbilical cord. These are the three different processes that generally is visible in this material world. But Svedaja, by perspiration, you can never think. How can one can beget from the perspiration? But regardless, the process is there. So here, for lower animals, all these processes are possible. And when we come across the human being, and when they are supposed to do the functionary aspect of allowing all the living entities to occupy the body according to their desire and come under the disciplic succession of Prajapati, starting from Brahma, to carry out that function, what is the difficulty? That they have to go through such austere process just to think about the Lord before begetting, having a conception. So, in this way, here the prachetas, are entering just to meditate on the Supreme Lord. They are approaching this vast ocean. But they see Lord Shiva is coming out from this ocean. And he is with his entourage, and the, a lot of people, varieties of Gandharvas and his followers are coming with musical sound. But when Lord Shiva approached them, he recognized that these are the sons of Prachin Barhi. So he immediately started telling, "You are the sons of King Prachin Barhi. I know you, and I know where are you going. You are doing the correct thing." What is the need of Lord Shiva to be there? Because Lord Shiva, according to Lord Brahma, is the first material father. He's the first material father. Linga yoni katmika jata ima maheshwari praja. It has been described in Brahma Samhita. That all these prajas are the combination of linga and yoni. And who is the epitome of linga? It's Lord Shiva. Shiva linga. That's how we worship linga on the pedestal of Mahadyoni. But the original seed-giving father is Lord Krishna. He says, the sarva yonishu kaunteya murtayanti sambhavanti jaha tasham mahadyonir aham bija pradapita. I am the seed-giving fathers in all the varieties of species of life. So we see the connection. It's not a haphazard, undescribable thing. That here, when Lord Shiva is mentioned in the life of Daksha, it is simply to educate Daksha. And he was duly punished in the previous millennium. during Svayambhuva Manu's time. And his head was chopped. He was very puffed up because of begetting prajas expertly. But he misused. He committed an offense by not giving proper respect to Lord Shiva in his share of the fire sacrifice that he was performing. So, we hear about him by Lord, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that he is describing in Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 30th chapter, 49th verse, that in his previous body has been destroyed, but he, the same Daksha, inspired by the Supreme Will, created all the desired living entities in the Chakshus Manvantara. And Chakshus Manvantara happened to be the 6th Manvantara. So here, when we see that this Prachetas, the sons of Prachir Barhi, did 10,000 years of, sacrifice, austerity, and recitation of the mantra that Lord Shiva gave. When they came out, they saw the entire earth surface was covered with trees and greeneries, not keeping enough space for living entities to do other functionary. So they thought it's an imbalance. So they became enraged. And through their mouth, the fire started coming out, the wind coming out, and started burning all the trees. And here, the protector, the king of the tree is called Soma. Soma is the moon god. He was also the son of Atre and Anushaya through moon, means Brahma, originally. When Atre and Anushaya were doing the austerity, both of them developed a feeling for the Lord to become their son. But they did not know who their Lord was, who the Supreme Personality of Godhead was. So they ended up worshipping both Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. All three of them when they appeared before them, they say, "We wanted only one son. How come you three came?" They found out that they did not know who the Supreme Personality of God had. But once called, all three of them have to give them a son. So Lord Vishnu became Dattatreya. Brahma begot Soma. And Shiva begot Durvasa. Durvasa Muni. So, this Soma was in charge of all the vegetation. Somo Bhutvara Satmakaha. Somo Bhutvara Satmakaha. Krishna says, Soma is my potency that sustains all the vegetation and herbs, the healing herbs. So, the moonshine that nurtures the trees especially. How moonshine is coming in nurturing the trees. The life of the tree is completely on a reversible aspect of the other living entities. They are the original sustainer. They absorb the sunlight, start converting. But the assimilation is done during the night. The sunlight converts the carbon dioxide and oxygen into the food. And the food is being assimilated and stored in the plants during the night. So, in other words, they say during morning the vegetables emit out oxygen, and the night they absorb carbon dioxide. What is that? Is that so? Scientist? You're not a biologist. We take in oxygen in the morning and emit out carbon dioxide and water vapor, right? But the trees do reverse. They take carbon dioxide during the morning and emit out oxygen in the night. Because during the assimilation of the food that they manufacture during the daytime, they store in the night. So they don't have to work much. So they emit out oxygen in the night. So anyway, they are also living entities, but mutually they are supposed to coexist. When there is entire vegetation all over the surface of the earth, other living entities will succumb to death because they won't allow others to. It's again a competition. So Prachetas thought that this is imbalance. They burned the trees. And Soma had to interfere. Hey, don't burn everything. Just keep something to keep the balance. And in turn, Soma introduced them to this daughter of the Apsara. What's her name? Marisha. Now, I can't see you. Pramlocha Apsara, and her name was Marisha. So now, they are all begetting one son in Pramlocha, Marisha. 10 Prachetas are begetting one son in Pramlocha. Each and every living entity has millions of sperms. They can beget millions of children if they desire. But the nature doesn't work that way. See, the effect of such austerity to desire such a powerful expert that who can carry on the aspect of generations is Daksha. Daksha means expert in sex life. And this expertise to beget varieties of species simultaneously. It's also due to the conception. Now, however the conception is, that kind of begetting will be there. Because the living entities have different desires, varieties of desires. 8.4 million desires can give rise to 8.4 million species. These desires are a combination of the three modes of material nature. Prabhupada describes it, the three material modes, when they combine in different portions, so 3 into 3 will be 9, 9 into 9 it will be 81, and so forth, it expands in unlimited varieties of desires. How is it that all the living entities are claimed by Srimad Bhagavatam that they have appeared simultaneously on the onset of creation? Is through this system of being Prajapati. If 10 Prachetas can beget one son in the womb of their wife, And in opposite to the another conception, if Karda Muni can beget 9 daughters in Devahuti by expanding himself 8 times plus him original, 9. There are so many things of varieties of conceptual aspects. But Krishna conscious conception is required. Krishna conscious conception is required. Not any other types of conceptions are required in order to beget son or daughter, like Supreme Personality of Godhead and his entourage. There are so many things to learn from Srimad Bhagavatam, varieties of possibilities, that because of the three modes of material nature, we do not have a clear Krishna conscious conception. Their interference change into so many mix-ups. Therefore, years of austerity is required to have a very clear conception. Many a times people do not understand what is immaculate conception. Even Jesus was begotten through immaculate conception. But their description is very shallow. They don't understand. What are they talking? But in general terms, it is without father and mother. And Brahma was begotten immaculately. But can't you say that Kunti begot 6 sons by immaculate conception? She was still called virgin. Just like Virgin Mary. Immaculate conception means spiritual conception, where there is no requirement of even intercourse. The purest form of such conception was through Vasudeva Devaki. Lord Krishna appeared in the heart of Vasudev, and then Vasudev initiated Devaki and established the Lord in her heart. And the demigods started praying, thinking Devaki is very effulgent. The Lord must have taken place in her womb. And they started praying. They assembled and started praying Devaki for her good fortune. And without even coming out from the womb, the Lord appeared in the 400 form, armored, well-dressed, in the beautiful form, the helmet and everything, in front of Devaki and Vasudeva. And they understood that the Lord has appeared. But their desire was not fulfilled when Chaturbhuj Narayan was appeared. So, that is the purest form of conception when they requested the Lord to become their child as He is in original form of two-handed. And Prabhupada writes beautiful purport explaining this process of inviting Lord to be the Son. When Atri and Anusuya did not know who the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so the Lord had to appear in the three forms of Gunavataras and their expansions. Right? So here, the Prachetas are begetting, 10 Prachetas are begetting simultaneously only one son, and that is Daksha. How much expert he would be there, for fulfilling that mandate of the to become a mediator, so all the living entities will get an opportunity to fulfill their desire. And he does not leave them alone. He has to educate them. He has to liberate them. He had to give all the opportunities so ultimately they can go back home, back to God. This is the sum total function of being a parent. Otherwise, human being is denied not to become. Guru na sasyat, swajana na sasyat, janani na sasyat, tana sasyat, yadyapi na mochet samutpetyam mrityam. If one is not ready to deliver his dependent, better do not become a father, mother, or even a spiritual master. So in this way, we can understand the obligation of the living entity to become Prajapati, obligation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and nobody else. So this is understood. If Daksha in the previous millennium, even Lord Brahma in a previous millennium, they failed to do the functionary aspect. Naturally, they have to relinquish that body, which is not able to, which will not qualify him to become real Prajapati. He has to relinquish the body. They are showing by the example that how much this functionary aspect of becoming a Prajapati is important as a service to Lord Sri Krishna's desire. So we can fulfill the desires of other living entities. If we can't fulfill the desire of Lord Krishna, how is it possible that we can fulfill anybody else's desires? So in this way, these prachetas are led through the perfection of the religious process. During their time, it was the austerity, and austerity for 10,000 years. And they opted for it. So anybody has any questions on this? Yes.